Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
I'm Danielle Burnock from danielleburnock.com. Love yourself from survive to thrive, that lady on the internet who loves you. And today I want to share with you something that you can do to help someone who's grieving. Because it seems like someone's always grieving because there is a lot of grief in the world. We have a lot of joy and a lot of laughter, and we love that a lot. So when it's grieving, sometimes it can be hard. And I wanted to share a poem with you that I've used when I've done my grief recovery seminars. And I think it's so important. It's a poem by Kelly Osmont, and she has written a book also. And so you can Google this and find it for yourself to get a copy. But I wanted to share it with you today because I think it's just so important. And not only just for us to do this for someone else, but to do this for ourselves also when we grieve, because grief happens. And the name of this poem is called Please See Me Through My Tears. And it says, you asked, how are you doing? As I told you, tears came to my eyes and you looked away and quickly began to talk again. All the attention you had given me drained away. How am I doing? I do better when people listen, though I may shed a tear or two. The pain is indescribable. If you've never known it, you cannot fully understand. Yet I need you. When you look away, when I'm ignored, I am again alone with it. Your attention means more than you can ever know. Really, tears are not a bad sign. You know, they're nature's way of helping me to heal. They relieve some of the stress of sadness. I know you fear that asking how I'm doing brings me sadness, but you're wrong. The memory of my loved one's death will always be with me, only a thought away. My tears make my pain more visible to you, but you did not give me the pain. It was already there. When I cry, could it be that you feel helpless, not knowing what to do? You are not helpless. And you don't need to do a thing, but just be there. When I feel your permission to allow my tears to flow, you've helped me. You need not speak. Your silence as I cry is all I need. Be patient. Do not fear. Listening with your heart to how I am doing relieves the pain. For when the tears can freely come and go, I feel lighter. Talking to you releases what I've been wanting to say aloud, clearing space for a touch of joy in my life. I'll cry for a minute or two, and then I'll wipe my eyes, and sometimes you'll even find I'm laughing later. When I hold back the tears, my throat grows tight, my chest aches, my stomach knots, because I'm trying to protect you from my tears. But then we both hurt. Me, because my pain is held inside and a shield against our closeness. And you, because suddenly we're distant. So please, take my hand and see me through my tears. Then we can be close again. I wanted to bring this up because I had just done a event the other day on turning your pain into purpose, and I celebrated my friend who had died this year, and the other day I lost my grand cat, and I'm not alone in this. I have a friend who just shared how they just lost their dog, and she's all tore up inside, and grief is hard, and we cry, and crying is a way to release that pain. And two things about that I wanted to bring up here. One is it talks about the throat growing tight and the chest aching. Those are what's called visceral feelings. That's the emotion causing feelings, because feelings and emotion are a little bit different. Emotion is what our brain is creating that of what we sense, and the feeling is what we are actually feeling in our body, in our hands, feet, chest, stomach, head, wherever that feeling is presenting itself. And so it's important to go through those to process it. And the other thing is about tears. In her poem, she says how it helps her to heal. There's been a study done on tears, and did you know that the chemical makeup of tears is different for every reason that we cry? When we cry tears of grief, our body is releasing a toxic chemical. It is actually scientifically healing to cry when we are grieving. There are different, it's a different makeup when we cry, when we cut an onion, and when we are angry or when we are frustrated. That's a fascinating study. You could do a Google search and probably find it. She did the photos under a microscope. It's fascinating. So crying is therapeutic. And so I wanted to share this poem with you. You can keep this video, or as it's on my podcast, keep this, because this is a very useful thing to remind ourselves how important tears are, whether they're ours or someone else's. And when we help someone, like by letting them cry and even crying with them, if that's appropriate, it is healing. And it's a way to show love. And that's what I'm here for, to help you love yourself from survive to thrive, help you love others, because I'm that lady on the internet who loves you. Danielle Bernach from DanielleBernach.com. Until next time, I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at DanielleBernach.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.